Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How are you going to start the show without me with your mouth full of food?
It's a huge problem.
Can you not? just stand there and nod your head. There you go. Can you guys hear the little gummy eyeballs that he's eating juggling around in his head?
That was a gummy vampire
eyeball.
Fang. Look.
Ew.
See? Gummy vampire fang. And I did have an eyeball or a finger. I'm not sure which one it is.
I don't know how people eat those things.
Foot.
You're the only person that I know that is like, yum.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're not the best gummies. You know, they're not Black Forest, but they'll suffice for now. It's 2 o'clock hour. I just need a little gummy hit.
I did need caffeine. Couldn't do the show without it. You're over there eating into the microphone. I'm yawning into the microphone.
Hey, we're doing fine.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. St. Louis.
It's Monday.
Here to entertain you.
And tomorrow is Veterans Day.
How's the no added sugar thing going?
Great. Yeah, I just assumed. Look, there's no packaging on these, so we just assume that these are sugar free. They're just there for the taking. I didn't do no added sugar entirely. I just limited it, and
oh,
now I limit it less.
Oh, my Lord, what?
No, go ahead. You have your moment, and I'll tell you the facts. Go ahead.
Hit me with your facts.
The facts
based on the science.
I was still eating sugar, just no added sugar.
That's what I said.
During the week.
That's what I said.
Now I have allowed myself to eat added sugar usually at night, although I'm breaking it right now.
There are no rules.
There are rules, and they've helped me curtail the amount of sugar that I eat, which is really the ultimate goal, because I never stopped completely. It was just that I needed to eat less. And overall, it's worked. And I am a huge success story to this diet.
I am a huge success. Follow me for more tips.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book, and it'll be called The Constantly Changing Diet. How to tailor.
It's basically
tailor.
Just do what you want when you want. But tell people, oh yeah, I'm on a diet. And then people
it,
are like.
It does work though. It does work. And look, if the results show what I want them to show, which is the lower A1C, then I'm the big winner here because I'm still eating a little bit. It's
so
fun.
So that you can be just kind of diabetic.
Right.
That's the name of the book.
Kinda diabetic.
Yes.
The journey of one man from Milan to Minsk. Rochelle.
It's. I don't care. I actually do care about your A1C. Our show has suffered because I can't feed you a 2 o'clock oatmeal cream pie double decker.
You're so wrong. You absolutely can do that.
I cannot. I cannot in good conscience find out from you that you are in the category of kind of diabetic, sort of diabetic. Like your doctor has talked to you about your diabetes.
Yes.
and then for the sake of the show, feed you a sugar bomb at 2 o'clock so that you'll get all goofy and I won't have to talk as much in the 2 o'clock hour.
Gosh.
I can't do that in good conscience.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You can do it in fine conscience because I'm the person that would be affected and I'm telling you it's fine. Give me anything you want.
Exactly what an addict would say. And
I
we're
can't
talking
argue
about
with that.
Sugar.
I can't argue with that. It's
Kate
true.
On YouTube says, I'm a witness. Andy needs to get you a cookie.
Cookie's Kate, also fine.
Kate is an enabler.
But a oatmeal cream pie really is the way to go. Anything from Little Debbie.
Ryan will eat an oatmeal cream pie, a well-timed 1:45 p.m. oatmeal cream pie, like in that break that we usually take. And by 2:45, he just giggles. That's all he does. And he thinks everything is funny. Mm-hmm. And we sit here and we look at him to see just like, is he going to explode? What's going to happen next? And then the show's over and it's Mark Rudin's bomb, not mine.
Look, there's everybody's got their things. Would you rather mine be hard narcotics? I don't think so.
No.
Eating oatmeal cream
pie. I don't want your thing to be diabetes either.
By comparison, I'm doing pretty good. I'm not taking hard drugs, you know? Like... Maybe if I were to smoke a bunch of weed or something.
Timothy says,
and I started laughing.
I'm not an addict. I can stop anytime I want to.
Oh, I am an addict. I think you misunderstand. I am addicted to sugar 100%.
What is your thing, Brad? What are you addicted to? Are you addicted to anything?
Oh, gosh. Many things. caffeine, I think, it would be my addiction. I showed my wife my phone yesterday whenever we were on our way to church, and my Apple phone had updated me 4 minutes to Scooters, and it just picks up your patterns as you're driving and then tells you to leave at that point. And we were sitting in the drive thru of Scooters, and the update was 4 minutes old.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, so it's a caffeine addiction for sure.
What about you, Annie? Bone-in chicken wings?
My mom just sent this to me.
Some sort of...
look at that. Tell me what that says.
Little diabetes.
And it's who?
It's Little Debbie.
No, it's that Little Debbie. That's
Big Debbie.
Big
Debra.
Big Debra.
That's not true, though.
It's hard for me to understand if I have a true caffeine addiction, because when I go on vacation or whatever, I just don't drink it. And I sleep... You know, like, if I don't have caffeine... I don't drink caffeine to like feel like jolted. I drink caffeine to not fall asleep. Like I'm yawning right now. I'm going to try to drink this soda, but it's caffeinated. So, or it's carbonated.
Is there any sugar in that? Oh, no, thanks.
It says
zero sugar.
Zero sugar, which is how I do it. I think zero sugar Pepsi is the best soda on the market. But if I don't have caffeine, I don't like get jittery. I don't get agitated. That's not any of that. I just am super, super tired. And it's hard for me to understand if I'm tired because of the absence of caffeine only, or if I'm tired because I really don't, go home from work and go home. My day starts, I mean, my kids are up and moving. Jared gets up and walks the dogs at like 6 a.m. That wakes me up. But the kids are up and moving for school and out the door at the early 7 o'clock hour. And my day, I actually like will get home at like 7 p.m., maybe 8 p.m., could be 9 p.m., at least 5 days a week. And that's a really tiring cycle. So I feel like I have a right to be tired because I'm very active. Does that feed into a caffeine addiction? I'm not sure.
Would you say that your second addiction is pork riblets?
Didn't know where you're going with that. And no, but I would say that I think I'm addicted to information.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I would have said raw ahi tuna, but I guess not. These are things that you talk about a lot loving.
That's not even a sentence. See, I don't even need to give him. Look at him. It doesn't even make sense.
You get one little vampire fang in me.
I'm just talking about oatmeal cream pies, and he's like, oh, this is the funniest man ever. No, like information, if you do what I do, you always kind of have to know what the latest thing is. And if it's something I'm constantly surveying headlines and triaging what I need to actually dedicate my full attention to. But I always have a portion of the brain cells in my brain connected to news headlines. developments. And that is what, for me, when I go on vacation, is super hard to turn off. More than not drinking coffee in the morning. Like, when I have coffee on vacation, it's because I want to taste it and enjoy it. Not because if I don't have it, I can't do my job. Which makes it sound like I have an addiction.
You know, the other hard thing about doing information for this show and for radio in general, I would say, is that you want to dive in deep on certain topics, but you have to have a wide breadth of understanding of what's going on at any given moment. So you can't spend a lot of time on one thing too far, or you lose all your time to cover all the topics that you need to.
You have to know deeply about everything.
You kind of have to know at least somewhat deeply about everything, but you got to have a wide knowledge, cast a wide net.
I think that's something that has been an important part of what I've done on this show for me, is to feel comfortable saying, I don't know a lot about this. Because when you tune in, if you're watching a television, a news broadcast, or if you're listening to a broadcast on the radio or a podcast or a YouTube show, and somebody is faking it, you can usually tell. And if I'm listening to somebody who is trying to impress upon people their vast knowledge, this is a lot. I get complimented a lot on interviews that I do because I let guests talk. People compliment me on the interviews I do because I don't participate in them as much as other people do in the conversation back and forth. You ask a question, you stop talking, and you let your expert guest answer the question. A lot of people, I know that there are, well, I won't be specific, but you have watched people on television, you've heard people on the radio and podcasts who interview somebody, and they ask a question that they answer themselves, and then they reiterate it, and then they just stop talking, waiting for the guest to respond. That drives me crazy. If you're the expert on the issue, then just be the expert on the issue. But to have a guest come on and sit and people commenting, people on the chat, have a guest come on and make them sit there and listen to your assessment of the situation that they're supposed to be the expert witness on your show, that drives me nuts. But there are other things, you know, if it comes to parenting, I don't need to have someone come on and tell me how to parent my kids, per se. But that's a good conversation point. You're going to parent your kids differently than I'm going to parent my kids. And even like in a relationship, you and your wife, do you guys ever have, my husband and I have disagreements from time to time on like the path to take.
We had a disagreement yesterday, and we don't usually.
Who won?
Me.
Of course you did.
Because I said, this is my house.
And I'm the man.
You're going to listen to me by my authority.
Authority.
No, we got into a fight. I think it was a funny fight, but it ended up, it was like funny at first, and then it was like,
okay, we need to be soft here.
Are we really fighting here or not? It was over this shirt that my son had that I found from last Christmas, because we're going through our stuff.
Does it have Che Guevara on it?
Oh my gosh. There's like an old shirt here that we never opened because he probably wasn't big enough, and now he is. So I brought it up, and I said, St. John, you should wear this to school tomorrow. And it was this shirt that was just full of a bunch. You ever
I
seen
do
that?
Not. I'm on Katie's side on this one. I haven't even seen the shirt, haven't heard an explanation.
You ever heard of the store Senior Frogs?
It's a bar.
I know. It's kind of a bar store, I think.
But it's a bar.
Is it?
Yes, with a gift shop.
But they have a lot of stuff in there, right?
Well, it's got a gift shop on
okay.
it. Okay. But it's a bar.
So I don't know if this is from Senior Frogs or if it just had a ton of cartoon frogs
on it. Senior Frogs, Mexican restaurant and fiesta.
They must sell a lot of stuff in there, though, because I know there's a lot of
It's just
junk.
Like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, okay. So this shirt reminded me of Senior Frogs. I don't know if it's actually from there. But it has all these frog cartoon characters on it. It's just this frog, like, being goofy, just, like, sitting funny and showing you his face. And just, like, why
just
is this...
being a frog.
Why does this exist? Is this a brand? I don't know what this is.
Just frogging around.
He's just frogging around. And I said, Sinjin, you got to wear this to school tomorrow. It's so funny. People would think, wow, what a humorous guy this guy is in this frog shirt.
These kids are up for it.
And it became this whole thing where my wife was like, that is the dumbest shirt I've ever seen. We need to not only not have him wear it. We need to throw it away so that nobody else can ever wear it.
I'm on Mrs. Wiggins' side of this. Not that you even asked.
And so we started 100%. This, we started this kind of fake fight where I was debating the deep merits of wearing a ridiculous shirt and how it would draw attention and be hilarious and everybody'd have fun. And she's like, none of that's going to happen. And then it became, I think, a maybe real fight. And I'm not sure whether he wore the shirt today or not, but I really hope he did. Because I was putting my foot down that we were not throwing it away, at least.
What did your wife, what was the consequence in her mind of wearing this shirt that you thought was going to be hilarious?
Embarrassment. Because it's that stupid. It's a stupid, stupid shirt. With no point, it's not a well-known character or brand.
Did you have this argument in front of your kid?
Oh, all three of the kids were there debating it with us. It was a whole thing.
What did he think?
Now, my son, who wanted to wear the shirt, was on my side. And he was pointing to Dad like, yep, those are great points. I got to concur. But the other two kids were with Mom. So if this was a democracy, they would have thrown the shirt away. That's why I had to put my foot down, Annie. This is not a democracy.
Why did you lower your voice when you said that?
I have some authority more when I speak like that.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a dog. It's like a Pluto. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mrs. Wiggin pats you on the head and says, okay, go outside and play.
Okay, go eat your dog food.
Ethan Sports and Local next, so go away. Looking at the promise of the promised
land. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Ethan's hard left communist news.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Here we go.
Time of the week.
Yeah.
It's the time of the month. For Ethan.
Yikes. Gee whiz. How you guys doing? How we doing? Everyone good?
I don't know. A little moody.
A little moody?
Yeah.
I expect that out of Ryan, not out of you, Annie.
That's why he's eating sugar. Month.
Well, it was another disappointing weekend for St. Louis sports. Have we gotten used to that here? Huh? Anyone? Anyone?
The scary thing is when people start checking out, when people aren't disappointed anymore, when they become disinterested.
Oh, mm-hmm. I would 100% rather have the anger and people being pissed off everywhere than people not caring.
Yeah. That's like if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's on the rocks back in the day and you're like fighting and you're mad at each other, people are still invested. As soon as people are like, I'm done. I'm moving on. That's when it's done. That's when it's over. It's hard to win that back.
Well, when it rains, it pours. I've said that, I think, probably 6 times in the past 2 weeks for the St. Louis Blues, and it is pouring right now. They lost again on Saturday night, and the fashion in which they lost was extremely painful. Played a really good game, looked really good against the Seattle Kraken, and with 2 seconds. 2 seconds. You know what? I lied. Less than that. Mm-hmm. It was a half a second. A half a second left. Seattle tied it to go to overtime on a very controversial goal in which many people were upset, saying that the goal should have been called back because there was a guy standing in the goal crease, which you were not allowed to do unless you were pushed in there. He was not. So the Blues, it goes to overtime, 3-3, and in overtime, the Kraken score, and St. Louis loses 4-3. Brad? You looked like you had some thoughts on this.
He wasn't just standing in the crease. He moved the goalie's stick out of the way. Now, the shot went over his shoulder, which is why Toronto said that it wasn't goaltender interference, but he made contact and was actively contacting the goalie while the shot was coming in, and they said, that's not it. And it was more contact than there was in the Vancouver game whenever they did hold up goaltender interference.
Annie, this is your show. I want your thoughts. Does this just make you absolutely irate?
So angry.
I can see it on your face.
Yes.
You look and sound so upset. So upset
it's not fair to ask me about hockey because when the Blues are really good, I'm completely admittedly on the bandwagon. Like, yay, go sure. Blues. I've just never really been super into hockey. Oh, you got to go to a game in person. Yes, I've done that. It's exciting. That's fine. It's just not the same as for me watching football, basketball, or baseball in person.
My wife
it's just different.
My wife was at the game on Saturday night. But
is it her fault?
Huh? Maybe. But she was in the game in a...
Was she distracting the goalie seconds ago?
Maybe. She was in the game at the game in a really cool way in that she was working it. She's an EMT, so she actually got to, you know, be in the ambulance standing right... on the glass, you know, ready in case if a player were to have gotten injured to the point that stretcher needed to come out, she would have been on the ice. And actually, she took this picture. It's up on the YouTube, putting it up. This was her first Blues game that she's worked, so she was super excited.
Very cool.
And so she's hoping to get to do a few more of these, but she actually got a puck. And she got a puck because
she
during
put it in
warm-ups...
her pants.
During that's good. That's good. During warm-ups, it went over the net and it hit one of the player's kids in the head.
So she dove and stole it from him?
Yeah.
Not entirely. She was trying to help the kid.
But
and she asked, she's like, "Do you want the puck?" And the kid's mom, player's wife, said, this kid's like 3 years old. She's like, "He's not gonna want it because it hit him in the head. He's mad at the puck, so he's not gonna want it." I thought that was so freaking funny.
That makes
so
sense.
Anyway, we got a practice puck to add to our collection. But you know, the Blues lost still, so that's unfortunate. Texas A&M had the best of our Mizzou Tigers on Saturday. The number 3 Aggies.
Ryan, are you okay?
I'm a big Texas A&M fan. So
now?
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
Yeah.
Agricultural and Mechanical.
We talked about this on Friday. It's the only reason he knows.
Okay.
I tested Ethan And then Ethan's testing me back.
I got it half right.
And I almost didn't remember.
The Aggies defeated Mizzou in Columbia. 38-17 was the final score. Important context to remember about this game going in is that Mizzou was starting a true freshman quarterback that had quite literally never started a game at the collegiate level. This was his first career start.
Yeah, how hard can it be, Ryan?
Yeah.
I know. I got 4 years eligibility.
Still?
Give a shot.
That's still really shocking.
Still. Yeah.
Matt Zollers was the first true freshman quarterback to start a game for Missouri since Drew Locke. That was more than a decade ago. So it has been a little while. And, you know, overall, I didn't think that Mizzou played terrible. They just were outmatched when it came to they had a quarterback on offense that clearly was just not used to the pace of the game. And there's only so much you could do in that situation. So Mizzou falls to now 6-3 on the year. Rest in peace to their college football playoff hopes, because that ship has sailed now for the Tigers. Okay, this is a cool story that I thought that you guys on the Illinois side might be intrigued by, especially, Annie, you went to SIUE, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so there
Go
was a
Cougs.
There was a cool story recently about
a Cougar.
An SIUE chaplain getting to meet Pope Leo, and he actually was able to get a plaque that's going to be used at the SIUE Newman Center.
Mm-hmm.
He got it blessed by the Pope. So, I guess this guy's name is Johnson. I'm trying to find his first name in here. Doesn't say his first name. So last name is Johnson. Rob Johnson, I'm sorry. He's the father of the Newman Center, I guess, mm-hmm. at SIUE. And he was able to meet the Pope and asked him if he could get this plaque blessed, and the Pope was all about it. Huh. So now there's going to be a plaque hanging at SIUE that was blessed by the Pope. So I thought that was kind of a cool story, connection between...
Would you go out of your way to meet the Pope, Ryan?
I guess it depends on what you mean by out of the way. I would go out of my way to get a book blurb from the Pope for my next comedy book.
Oh my gosh.
This book made me laugh. Pope Leo, Grocery List Part 2.
Go on, Ethan. I can't go anywhere from that. It's so sacrilegious to a portion of our audience, of which I'm not a member, so I can't. I don't know
if
what to say.
If he endorsed the book?
Just, never mind. Oh. I regret asking.
You have issues. The city of St. Louis will be setting aside $10 million annually in efforts to raise employee pay and make city employee salaries more competitive, according to the mayor's office. The decision follows a new compensation and classification study, which revealed the city of St. Louis is lagging behind the market on pay range minimums. Additionally, the proposal through the proposal, 600 uniformed fire department employees will see adjustments to their pay, and the city is also budgeted for similar adjustments to police. I think that part of it at least is a good thing, because weren't we having an issue here in St. Louis, like, getting police officers to, you know,
risk
apply
their lives so that nothing could be prosecuted?
Well,
yeah.
At one point last year, wasn't like Atlanta and a couple of other like city police departments like coming through trying to like interview people here and trying to pull people from St. Louis to go there? So, I mean, this makes sense to me. You know, you're trying to raise up some of those prices, some of those payments.
It will be wild to see what happens with the New York Police Department. Oh. Under Mamdani, the fleeing of people who are working for the NYPD, you know, it would be a difficult thing to do. Do you stay and try to protect the city because that's what you've sworn to do if you're a member of the NYPD? Do you feel like you're now a target or in the sights of Mamdani? He does not have a vocal support, and he's about to probably not have an active support of the NYPD. That's a dangerous place. Like if we don't have the support in our job, and we do, of the people who manage us and who direct us, if we didn't have that, you just kind of put your head down and you go to work and you do your job and you just hope for the best. If you're a police officer and you don't have the support of the system that is there to uphold your right to serve and protect, your life is on the line. Your kid's father, your kid's mother's life is on the line. Your spouse, they're sending their loved one to work every day, hoping they return in one piece. It's a incredibly precarious situation, and I don't know how people would stay and do it. I think that's, you know, Jory Murdoch kind of put us down that line of thinking that we need to watch very quickly and closely in New York City how safe the city isn't in the wake of Mamdani's election. I don't know. I think that law enforcement should be paid very well. And if you're in a city like St. Louis, especially if you're trying to recreate an era of just really good safety and security. What big city have you been to that you feel like had it together?
Big city. Man. I don't know that there is. Maybe Orlando? I mean, if you consider that to be a big city.
Yeah, it's a big city.
I haven't really explored any. Like, L.A. was a nightmare. The nicest parts of town, you know, 40 years ago were just drugs and dens.
Orlando is the number 15 media market. We're like 23 now, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess they are a pretty big market. Gosh, even New York, I was, you know, because of the amount of people around, I felt safe. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that it was, I mean, it was in Times Square, so.
I didn't feel safe when I went to New York.
Yeah.
My mom got spit on in the subway.
I didn't take the subway when I went.
It is impossible to not take the subway if you live there because it's just so expensive to travel, you know, by car or taxi.
Yeah, we walked when I went in 2019. We walked so much, but we didn't have a destination. We were just looking at things. So we just kept walking and walking and walking and walking. But the subway never really like.
There's different stations where it's populated enough to where they do have police presence down there. Mm-hmm. But like when we went there, we stayed in Washington Heights, and once you got like that far away from like kind of the heartbeat of it all, it was really nerve-wracking. I mean, my dad looked at a guy, he nodded, and then when we were walking away, he cursed out at my mom, spit on her, and I started to step toward him. Puts his hand in his pants like he's going to pull a gun out on me. And that's where we're like, all right.
No more subway?
No. Well, that's the thing though. We still took the subway everywhere. But I tell you what, if we ever go back, we're not staying in Washington Heights. That's for sure.
That's the lesson learned. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. Let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll discussion when we come back. Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Did Democrats win, Republicans, Trump, or nobody won in the shutdown? Any Fry YouTube vote in the poll? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you basically called the Republicans terrorist, and you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. And so what we need is five brave, moderate Democratic senators to cross the aisle, because right now it is 52 to 3. Five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now.
We George, talk, if you,
let's talk
George,
about
no, no,
let's
no,
talk
no, George,
about,
George, George,
let's
George.
Talk, sir, if, let's if, talk if, about what's happening
if,
right
if
now.
If you want, I've
I
got all your quotes here. I've got all your quotes here, George.
I am sure, I'm sure you do.
And I,
but
I went back,
let's talk about the situation
right
now.
Read your book. So you got one purchase on Amazon this week, and that's very much what you said.
Besant is gold. Man, he brings up the book that Stephanopoulos writes, and where Stephanopoulos is talking about his time in the 90s in his affiliation with the Clinton administration. And there's a part in that book where Stephanopoulos calls Republicans terrorists for threatening to or shutting down the government. And he reads it to him. And Stephanopoulos is like, I think you've got your history and your facts wrong. He's like, I have your book right here. I bought it on Amazon. And then Stephanopoulos won't let him talk anymore. That's how you know he's cooked.
And tries to dismiss the whole thing. Just, no. We don't have time for a history lesson. Let me ask you a question. You're here to answer questions.
Yeah, I'm answering questions. I think it's great. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Democrats, Republicans, Trump, or no one? Your thoughts, Ryan.
Politically, it's Republicans. Beyond the politics, though, I don't really think there is a winner here, and I think this whole shutdown has been stupid. It has been the biggest waste of time. Nothing's been accomplished for anybody. It's just the same thing as it's always been. But in that vein, Democrats have played this so stupidly that they had no real good message. I'm seeing senators who I used to not agree with, but at least have some level of respect for, like Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona. He'd been at least painted as a moderate. These guys are so bought into the messaging that Democrats have had to do throughout this thing that some of what they're saying is just patently false. It's not respectable political spin even. It's just lies. And it's really caused me to think, man, these guys are lost. They don't know what to do. Schumer's lost his caucus. They've fractured and they're going home losers right now.
Senator Dick Durbin, my senator, your senator, many of our senator from the state of Illinois said on the Senate floor, quote, I cannot accept a strategy which wages political battle at the expense of my neighbor's paycheck or the food for his children. He says he can't accept a strategy that wages political battle. That was true on day one of the shutdown. And it's true today. And Dick Durbin is out there saying these things. And I got to think for the Democrats out there who were looking to cash in, either in fundraising, because you know that's happening for the Democratic Party, or on political capital in elections, which maybe they were successfully able to do to nudge some of those victories in Democrat states that had those elections last Tuesday. you know, maybe it did help him a little bit. Maybe it went from being close to not being close. Maybe there was a 1-2% shift in where those results ended up being because the Democrats tapped into the emotion and engaged people to show up and vote. They squeezed that out of this shutdown, so maybe there was something to gain for it. But Dick Durbin is now saying, who is retiring? He doesn't have a campaign that he has to worry about here in the future. That he won't accept a strategy which wages political battle at the expense of my neighbor's paycheck or the food for his children. That is devastating for the Democrat Party to have somebody of Dick Durbin's. He's the number two Democrat in the Senate. He has a significant amount of leadership and authority over the way Democrats move in the Senate. That's the number two to whom? Chuck Schumer, who was the guy saying, no, this ain't for us. Fracture. Big fracture.
Big fracture. I pulled up a tweet from Mark Kelly. It's the one that made me so mad. He says, I'm voting no. This is, of course, after the Democrats were breaking ranks. It says, in the richest country in the world, families shouldn't have to choose between putting food on the table and their health care. You talk about a base level idiot argument, but that's exactly what Donald Trump has done to Americans with this shutdown. I've spent the last month hearing from Arizonans worried they can't afford health care and families who are going broke and hungry because the government was shut down. That's who I'm fighting for. But Donald Trump rejected a straightforward compromise that would have best served Americans. This guy's voting against a clean CR.
Yeah.
This guy is the one doing that vote and acknowledging none of it. That just pisses me off.
Ooh, the P word from Ryan. You don't always get that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get the results of the poll. Hurry up and vote. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line as well, 314-241-9797. Ryan, we'll watch the texts as they come in. 314-241-9797. Go vote in the YouTube poll. We'll give you the results next. Don't go away. The text line here real quick. Ryan, let us know if you have any comments there that you want to highlight from our listeners at 314-241-9797. On the YouTube live chat poll, is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Democrats, Republicans, Trump, or no one? And a reminder, you can stream us live on YouTube every day. You can come watch the show live, interact in the comments, but you can also stream the station on our Odyssey app. AUDACY, crystal clear connection all the time. Find 97.1 FM Talk right there and join us. We're going to be at the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow in Edwardsville. Can you tell us a little bit about the timing of that, what people can do?
Yeah, downtown Edwardsville, 3 o'clock. So come for any part. You know, it goes all through downtown. So just find where the route is going, and we'll be there throwing out candy and having fun as usual and just celebrating. It's one of our favorite holidays. It's one of the reasons that we always choose to celebrate it out in the community with you guys. So come join us in Edwardsville.
Yeah, I would love to see you and maybe have some stickers or something to hand out to folks, too, as well. Annie Fry Show stickers you can put on your car. Text line? Real quick, you got a couple texts to read?
Text line. Well, I have one that I really wanted to highlight. It says, Ryan, have you heard of the 8-16 diet? You eat 16 oatmeal cream pies in 8 hours. That was an important one. Here's a couple about the actual topic that we have today, the YouTube live chat poll.
I should have been more specific.
Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? This is from Ender. He says, ha, Dems won that one. Republicans caved. Despite not needing to do so. I saw the news story and ground news hit my phone and I laughed. Vicky says, no one won this. This didn't have to happen at all, but you know politicians, the American people, don't mean anything to 99.9% of them. So those are a couple that went against the grain, although I don't know the results of this poll.
I don't know what Ender thinks Republicans caved on.
I don't either. I don't really know what
There was never a, we're not talking about a specific policy. It was, we need people who are working for the government to get paid. We need the government to stay open and function while we have the hard negotiations, the difficult decisions. While we come to those difficult decisions, the government should be open. So just keep funding it the way it's been funding. That's all it's ever been. And that's what it's going to be right now to January 30th if the final vote in the Senate passes. And then I'll go to the House, which Ryan Schmelz told us in the 12 o'clock hour today that maybe that would be done by Wednesday. And I assume President Trump would pretty quickly get his ink. Send the auto pen over there.
Can you imagine Trump just starting at the end of his term, just using the auto pen like crazy?
I want him to send out Christmas cards this year with Joe Biden's signature on them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's not beyond him.
And either. Then it'll say, Happy Easter. The Easter Bunny.
Or have two pictures next to each other. One of the Easter Bunny corralling Joe Biden. The next one of Trump taking off the Easter Bunny head. That he was the Easter Bunny the whole time.
You know some people who could make that happen.
Okay.
Ethan, is there a winner in the shutdown showdown?
I have to admit, I accidentally voted for the Democrats on the poll.
You accidentally?
I'm sorry.
Accidentally?
It was an accident. I didn't mean
voter fraud.
Sorry.
The results are skewed.
It was a hanging Chad. It was a hanging Ethan.
Who did you intend to vote for?
Yeah, well,
I intended to vote for Republicans.
I like how you just said, well, I accidentally voted for Democrats, and that was the end of the discussion.
That kind of implied
that was
the opposite, though.
Not necessarily. Could be nobody wins.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
No one, I'm going to just say here, is there a winner in the shutdown showing? No one. That is the classic, standard, cynical American vote.
Mm-hmm.
But if you care about the politics of it, Brad, who do you got?
I've got the Republicans. I think that Democrats did more damage to themselves trying to damage the Republicans than they actually did damage to Republicans.
I agree. I'm with Brad on that. Republicans is my vote. Let's get to the faulty results because Ethan doesn't know how to click a button on a YouTube poll.
You mean you're with Brad and Ethan because Ethan meant to vote for Republicans as well.
You can't be with us
244 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? 50% say no one. 47% say Republicans. And 4%
Ethan said...
say Democrats.
4%! 4% and Ethan say Democrats.
I'm leaving.
What was it? What was the Ethan Sports and Local today? Hard left news?
Something like that.
From communist Ethan or whatever.
He's proven his point. Mark Reardon next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.